as for your next question, you said infidel tax, which you're referring to the jizya. Every country has a tax, not just Islam. Every country, every religion, everybody, as far as I know, has a tax. There are some, I'm sure, exceptions, but for the most part, I think that my response shall be sufficient, inshallah. The jizya taxes are often far less than the tax imposed on people by any secular country. In Islam, there is only one tax applied to non-Muslims, jizya. The non-Muslims have to pay a varying amount under the name of jizya, depending on their situation, which is taxes that don't go to help the poor and needy Muslims, but instead it goes to the government to either provide for protection for them, since they're a minority, or provide means for them to practice their religions freely by building temples or churches for them. The only exception to this is Mecca, and we can go into that in another discussion, but inshallah, it's not for this question. The jizya also exists in the Old Testament of the Bible, in Deuteronomy chapter 20. You can go and read that, inshallah. And I'll put links. There's also a website, Jews for Allah, which mention the jizya through history, and inshallah, I'll put a link for this in the description below. But moving on to your next question, Muslims are stupid and evil, so the only way they can exist is to tax infidels by force. First, I'll address that you said to tax infidels by force. If you don't pay the taxes in the United States, then you go to prison. Did you know that? Is that not forcing someone to pay taxes by force? Usury is encouraged by the U.S., forcing heavy burdens on the poor that they cannot hope to pay back, whereas usury is forbidden in Islam, and charity to the poor is an obligation on every Muslim.